A study by an IU researcher conducted earlier this year is drawing parallels between the minimum wage and child neglect cases. WFHB correspondent Cole Stinson brings us this report on today's Community Report.
The federal minimum wage is $7.25. Indiana is one of 16 states that matches that federal amount. It is often debated whether or not the minimum wage has an effect on poverty. But with poverty comes a lot of socioeconomic issues, one of them being child neglect. According to a January study, raising the minimum wage by $1 would lead to a substantial decrease in the number of reported child neglect cases. Lindsay Rose Bollinger of IU's School of Public and Environmental Affairs got the idea for the study from one simple question.
And so my co-author, Kiri Racian at the University of Connecticut, she and I wanted to know what happens when working poor families experience a kind of unexpected increase in their family incomes. And so each of the 50 states have their own minimum wages. And so we compared child abuse and neglect rates of states that changed their minimum wage to those of states that did not.
Bollinger and Racian combed through child maltreatment reports from the National Child Abuse and Neglect Data System. They specifically focused on reports filed from 2003 to 2013. For Bollinger, the results were extremely compelling.
We found an increase in the minimum wage reduces the reports of child abuse and neglect, particularly for neglect among young children. And more specifically, a $1 increase in the minimum wage reduces reports of neglect by almost 10%. So we think the way that this is working is when parents have greater access to disposable income, they are better able to provide the necessities for their children, such as clothing, food, medical care, a better home environment, stuff like that.
While their findings show that wages can benefit children up to age 12, kids from 13 to 17 did not experience a decrease in neglect due to a higher minimum wage.
What we speculate is kind of twofold. One is that older children are able to potentially start working themselves, maybe start providing for themselves a little bit more than young children are. And also, child abuse and neglect rates for adolescents are just a little bit lower, and so things are less likely to affect them than young children.
Last January, Bollinger and Racian published the study in the Children and Youth Services Review. Bollinger says that the reception of their work has been nothing but positive.
It's been well received from media, primarily because I think it's a very important issue. I think we can all agree that child abuse and neglect is bad. It's bad for children. It's bad for society. And it's interesting to connect child maltreatment to minimum wages, because the debate surrounding minimum wages typically focuses on its effect on the economy and poverty. And so the conversation is somewhat controversial. And our findings provide a unique perspective to this debate that is just not very divisive at all.
By not being divisive, the two researchers hope that their examination will shift public focus to child neglect and hopefully trigger change.
Our hope is that policymakers will better understand the broader impact that minimum wages can have for children and working families. But I also want to note that the minimum wage is just one policy tool that governments can use to increase the incomes of working poor. And I think the bigger picture here is that strengthening economic supports to families can benefit child well-being in ways that have been previously unexplored. And this is an area that we are continuing to do work in, and that should be ripe for new research.
Bollinger would also like to see the government take steps towards reducing poverty that would in turn reduce child neglect. She says a lot of programs are still very overlooked.
Any policies that or programs that strengthen economic support. So these could be things like tax credits. So for example, the earned income tax credit comes to mind. Livable wages is the example that we use. Things like paid leave. These are all just examples. And they have, at this point, for the most part, been unexplored in the literature, but this research points to policies that have the ability to enhance the incomes of the working poor, likely have positive benefits for children. Child abuse and neglect are serious and pervasive problems in this country, and policies and programs that can reduce these negative experiences for children should absolutely be pursued. The problem is probably larger than people really realize. So I think bringing attention to the fact that so much child abuse and neglect exists is very important and one of the, I think, primary goals of this paper.
For the Racine and Bollinger's full article over the correlation between minimum wage and child abuse, see Volume 72 of the Children and Youth Services Review. Reporting for WFHB, this is Cole Stinson.